This is Ted Kennedy, another day, another gun massacre. What will it ever take to persuade senators like Al Simpson to accept reasonable restrictions on gun sales? In a moment, we'll face off. Al, a year ago, it was a gun massacre in a crowded schoolyard in California. Now it's a gun massacre in a crowded office in Florida. 8 murdered, 6 more wounded. It's a story that'll be repeated again and again, Al, until leaders like you stand up to the National Rifle Association and support reasonable restrictions on gun sales. Sensible limitations pose no burden at all on hunters and sportsmen. What's wrong with a ban on military-style assault rifles and cheap handguns with no sporting purpose? Or a brief waiting period so background checks can be run before firearms are sold? Why not at least try to keep guns out of the hands of criminals and the mentally ill? Every law enforcement organization in America supports such reform. Try it, Al. Just say no to the NRA.
Ted, the murder in Jacksonville was a ghastly tragedy. But you distort the issue. By law, this crazy boob wasn't even supposed to own a gun, let alone 4 of them. Ted, you can pass all the gun control laws you want, make it as tough as you can, and try to prohibit the wackos from ever buying and owning a firearm, but do you honestly think that someone insane enough to use a gun to viciously kill another person is going to care a damn how he gets it? Do you honestly think some demented guy like that will follow the rules that Congress lays down for a civilized society? The way to have prevented that senseless massacre in Florida was to have put that sick guy away a long time ago, the first time he tried to kill anyone. Don't coddle those rotten criminals, Ted, and then act so surprised when they turn on others. You're part of this. This is Al Simpson. Ted Kennedy and I will face off again Monday on the Mutual Broadcasting System.